Now, this is a great song. I like this next song so much. It's Beat Happening, Black Candy. And before that, let me tell you what else we played. We played Betty Lou Got a New Tattoo by Creep. Alan Sherman. Yeah, I shouldn't have played that, but it followed up Cotton Picking. That was Jump Down, Spin Around and Pick a Dress of Cotton. No, that is one hilarious Jewish person, I must say so. I like Alan Sherman. He's a fun guy. All right, the Night Raiders, by request, Bruce, Cotton Picking. This is Black Candy by Beat Happening. Okay, so just imagine this. You're going into the Crazy Mocha on Butler Street, and you hear this. Okay, you hear Black Candy, which is a favorite song of mine. And I walk up to, like, the hipster barista, which is a hilarious word they just made up. That's like sanitation engineer, you know? It's a garbage man, you know? So I go up to the barista and I say, hey, this is great. You're playing Black Candy. Goes, yeah, I got to play something for kids. It's very family friendly. I think very family friendly. You moron. You know, this is what little kid's going to be riding around the car? Say, Mommy, sure, Black Candy sounds like a kid's song. But man, this song is gritty. Ooh, I think it's a dirty song, if you ask me. But family friendly? So I'm hearing this in this coffee shop. I'm on rancid today. Rancid. So there's the barista. And what is this with tipping a barista? Or a coffee slinger? What is with this? You know? I got tip ever. What, you know what tips I get? You know what tips I get? Here's a... I get no tips. And you know, I DJ a lot. And you play the good song. Here is $1. Yeah, life would be good, but, you know, it's nothing that I have a little jar out and say, give me something, I just went to the refrigerator and got you a soda pop, give me $1. How lame is that? Why, who started this whole tipping with the baristas? Then they got in this big argument with, like, Starbucks, where the managers were taking part of the tips. You remember that? There's a lawsuit involved. You know what? You know, I hate to tell you, friends, you might think it's all cool being a barista in a coffee shop, but believe me, the folks are going in there giving you $1, more or less feeling sorry for you than anything else. It's not like, oh, you did a good job. Look at the froth on that cappuccino. Ooh, baby. Oh, baby, you'd know how to do it. Here's $1. It's like, dude, here's $1, man. I feel so bad you had to sling that for me. Oh, and I dropped this napkin on the floor. Can you pick that up, too? There you go. Oh, by the way, that toilet backed up. I won't even remember what they say 3 minutes from now. I'm going to go into like a barista now, and they're going to say, they'll probably like give me an extra surprise in my, I don't even drink coffee. I don't like it. Black poison. That's what it is. It is black poison. Hey, let me see if I got something that can help baristas out. I have something for you, barista. Let's see now. Is there something about getting your this is just for you. Challenging courses in safe schools. Kids succeeding. Nah, you don't want to know that. You don't want to know that. Ha, here you go, buddy boy. When you go to jail for a gun crime, you receive the prison sentence, but your family suffers right along with you. They think, why, oh, why? Why, oh, why did he... Why am I playing? Why am I playing? It's noon. Hang on a second here. Why am I talking over Black Candy so much? Well, I'm not going to do a PSA. Forget that, boys. I haven't got to do that for an hour yet. You know, you'll have to find out about the gun crime later. I got stuff to do. I have no music planned. I have nothing. This is pretty bad. I'm relying on Bruce for 90% of my show. That's a bad sign. That is a bad sign.
More incoherent ramblings from 13 years ago. Zombo's Deep Archive is what you're listening to. You listen to my radio show rebroadcast. The original broadcast date of this was April the 9th of 2010. So we have one more segment to go. And so dig in. Once again, I hope I keep this slot. I like the Sundays 3 to 5 p.m. And you can hear my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, Fridays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and, yeah, just dig in. Let's see what else is shaking, Bacon. WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo Deep Archive.
Yeah, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to have and this is the other thing that kills me. So I go in there. I said, I have a bagel. I go, okay, here's a bagel. And I go, I have cream cheese. I did this too, man. So he goes, the cream cheese is a quarter. I said, okay. So I just go on this tip thing and I get a quarter. He goes, there's your quarter. He's gonna be a prick about that. I'll take the quarter out of the tip thing. Charging me for that. Oh, you want a napkin? That'll be 8 cents. Can you give me 8 cents for that napkin I gave you? Sure, let me fish it out of your tip jar. That's the thing to do, friends. Handy tip from Zombo. That's better than any PSA you'll ever get. Sticking it to the barista. That's what I'm all about. They ain't no hipster. RCT, Zombo in your brain.
The opinions contained within are solely those of the participants.
Hi, everybody.
I ain't going out there.
Yo.
To hurt myself in spring training.
Yo.
Well, if we could move Pittsburgh to someplace where it wasn't raining.
That always leaves a crack open for the communists to come back into play.
Yo.
So basically what CM should do is,
get it to be more of a collar, you know, based collar run sort of programs. What do you mean he's going to do left?
Seems, I don't know, depressingly unremarkable.
Don't see how you can, like, skew that as being beneficial for rich people necessarily.
It's just standard the way it works.
How do you know all this?
WRCT.
Pittsburgh's leading source of uninformed opinion since 1949.
We apologize if you got that impression.
Thanks for listening.
Making sure it's up to date before they drop it on you. Truck stops with swinging chicks, gotta pass inspector's lips. That's how I kiss away my money. That's where my money goes, checking up on girly shows. Truck stops and coffee shops are getting all the gravy. Sweet things in sexy clothes, hot pants and pantyhose. Hot damn, they almost drive me crazy.
chicks, built like a ton of bricks. What good's a frame with no foundation? I've got them coast to coast, stop when I need them most. Hoss, I don't mean to boast, but this ain't wood that's talking. Some dudes can walk the line, but I just ain't the hitching kind. Look, hoss, these boots ain't made for walking. That's where my money goes, checking up on girly shows. Truck stops and coffee shops are getting all the gravy. Sweet things in sexy clothes, hot pants and pantyhose. Hot damn, they almost drive me crazy. Weekend in New Orleans, strip joints and Cajun queens. It's just beyond my means to fly the coop on Sunday. Big man wants half a yard, won't take my credit card. Hawk shop will get me out on Monday. That's where my money goes, checking up on girly shows. Truck stops and coffee shops are getting all the gravy. Sweet things in sexy clothes, hot pants and pantyhose. Hot damn, they almost drive me crazy.
This song is called Instant Coffee by the Fabulous Jokers. And I forgot to tell you guys, there's a really groovy, cool art show at Zombo Gallery. My friend Max, it's our first time we're having like a really crazy kid show. And I mean a crazy kid show. It'll be family friendly. But I opened the gallery up to all these like crazy kids. They're probably like fifth, sixth grade or whatever. It should be totally nuts. It's this Tuesday. I'll be DJing there too. So I always say I'll be DJing children's parties. This time you'll actually see it in action, Jackson. That's this Tuesday, the 13th from 6 to 9 o'clock at Zombo Gallery. So keep that in mind. And I got some great coffee tunes lined up too. And some channel coming up for Max. If you have a request, you let me know. Yeah, I'm on the coffee grind right now. That really grinds my gears. Speaking of the coffee grind, let's do that tune. Hank Ballard coming up next. In your brain. So get percolating. Yeah, I always wanted to kind of stick it to the old snooty baristas. That's right. I used to do that too, man. I'm not above that. But you know what? I don't like being somebody's coffee bitch. It ain't my style.
Everybody doing that coffee grind. start to pulling out my hair. I drink 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee. 40 cups of coffee waiting.
You never will, but you just did. That was Muddy Waters' Iodine on My Coffee. Let's get away from the coffee stuff for a little bit. I got some groovy requests. Man, this is pretty cool. All kinds of great requests. First off, to get things rolling, got a long-distance request for Claire in Chicago. It's been several days since I played Ratch. So Ratch is coming up. I got this crazy breathing song by Chano. Going out to Max, and let's see, Rockin' Pete has a couple things there. He's back on the scene, and let's do it. You ready for it? You ready? Get out of this whole coffee thing? I've been told to take it easy on the baristas. Really? I don't think so. That just makes me even more. That even makes me more when the jib-jabble. Know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't even care what I'm saying. Zombo in your brain, and please rise for the national anthem. Jacques Filth, Ratch. RCT, not blowing your brain.
Si vous voulez parler le langage désintégré des bandes des signes. Si vous voulez parler le langage des intégrés. Bande dessinée. Attention!
I don't know, man. This Chano song ain't the one I wanted. This is the one I wanted. The Chase. This is more like it. Chano in your braino. Something like that. Just had to switch it up. I mean, this song's okay, but this one, kicking. Yeah, grunts.
Beats at the door, but my gal is red hot.
Your gal is doodly-squat.
when Cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked Cornbread out of sight. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. You better wake up or I'll gas you gate. Been in this pot since 2:30. Swelling and puffing and almost due.
I'll be ready
to have a night.
That's what beans told Cornbread.
Always
get mad at me. I ain't mad at you.
Cornbread by the toe. Beans said, Cornbread, let me go.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'll lay you low.
Beans.
I'm gonna fight you so and so.
Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
That's what Beans said, Cornbread. You're so bad. You always want to fight.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'm gonna beat the devil out
of
you.
Cornbread said, I'm almost dead. Beans told Cornbread, get up, man.
Beans.
You know that we go hand in hand.
Beans and Cornbread. Beans and Cornbread, hand in hand.
Beans. That's what Beans said to Cornbread.
Beans.
We should stick together
hand in hand.
We should hang out together like wieners and flower crops. We should stick together like hot dogs and mustard. We should get up every morning and hang out together like sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night, we should hang out like chitlins and potato salad.
Yeah.
Like strawberry and shortcake.
Yeah.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions.
Yeah.
Like red peas and rice.
Yeah.
Like bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Like sour cream and bits.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Beans, toast, cornbread.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what you think about me.
Yeah.
But it makes a whole lot of difference what I think about you.
Yeah.
You should hang out together like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Cause beans and cornbread, they go hand in
standing up against a tree. I saw you last evening standing up against a tree. I heard you say you were sick, but you looked sloppy drunk to me. Well, your hat was on backwards and your clothes were coming off for you. Well, your hat was on backwards and your clothes were coming off for you. You were preaching to the birds and doing the boogie woogie too. Sunday morning too. get drunk Saturday morning and you'd stay drunk Sunday morning too. Well, you'd be better off if they kept that juice away from you.
Everybody, I'm gonna tell you a little story about my good friend Wiley. Man, this cat drinks golden berries for breakfast, corn for lunch, and mustard tail for dinner. Who Wiley? I looked down the street, and there I spied old Wiley. He'd been on a bender, and he was high as a kite. He was grumbling and a-stomping, and Lord knows he was tight. The kids in the neighborhood were all a-playing on the sidewalk. But don't you ever think they didn't know what it was all about? Cause just as soon as they saw him, they'd all jump up and shout. Hey, Whitehead, Whitehead, here comes Whitehead. Hey, Whitehead, Whitehead, here comes Whitehead. He's a mellow, mellow fellow, even though he's high. Saw me, he said, hey now! He looked me in the eye and said, man, I'm on my way now. He was reeling and a-feeling and a-squealing, let's get game now. The law picked him up and man, it caused a real sensation. The sergeant at the desk let out an angry exclamation. Stomping and a stomping when they arrive at the station. Hey, flock, hey, flock, hey, turn the wide head. Hey, flock, hey, flock, hey, turn the wide head. He's a mellow, mellow fellow, even though he's high.
Came a junko partner, boy, he was loaded with misery. He was knocked out loaded, and he wobbled all over the street. Had to do 6 months,
you mean?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. He was no sinner, and he'd done no crime. Shot up a Coochum hat band. He was in it at the very time. Well, when I had plenty money, it wasn't funny. I could get honey. I had friends all over town. Now I ain't got no money and I ain't got no honey. And my best friend done put me down. Chains. I would have pawned my Tickabella, she was mellow as a cello, but the poor girl wouldn't sign a name. Give me water, 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 water when I'm thirsty. Aqua, aqua, aqua. Water's a mighty good drink when you're dry. Give me kindness when I'm sickly. Just one minute.
is Melvin Kosnowski, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWV, Mexico City, CSCH, North Bay, Ontario, LV10, Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
Okay, back again. Junko Partner, Louis Jordan, what a neato tune. That was that one. We heard Winehead. Actually, Winehead, like King Curtis, Sloppy Drunk, Walter Brown. Those three go out to Absolute Equipment. Is it Absolute Equipment or Absolute Machine? I don't know. They probably don't even want to. You know. Boss, hey, what's the big idea you guys requesting booze and drug songs? Yeah, that's right. Absolute Equipment. Absolute Equipment, that's right. Okay, what else? Oh, Nissan had a great, great request. Beans and Cornbread. Louis Jordan. I'm going to play the Beans and Cornbread version by some other guy. Joe Morrison. So, Joe Morrison, if you're listening, that'd be creepy. Because I hear some old dead black guy. But if you're listening, that's cool. Weird Red Hot. Bob Lumen and Ray Campy did Screamin' My Screamin' Mimi. Genie. That's for Rockin' Pete. The Chase went out to Mad Max. Chano. And for Claire in Chicago, Ratch. Jacques Field. Great French tune there. Play something else here. Yeah, we'll do that. And we'll do this. Oh, that's terrible. That's not so terrible. But that's terrible. Hey, you know when you go to jail for a gun crime? You receive the prison sentence. Newsflash. But your family suffers right along with you. Especially if you shot one of them. I mean, that's like double duty. You leave them to fend for themselves. You know? Unless they have a bullet wound and you murder them. Then, you know, then they're really like up the creek. Your brother and sister's left without a best friend. Your sons or daughters left without a parent. Your mother, father worried about you every night. When you commit a gun crime, you're not the only one who pays the price. The guy you shot. That sucker, he's paying the price too. Probably for lipping off. He's probably lipping off to you is what he was doing. You know? Your same family serves a sentence too. Gun crimes hit home. Public service announcement brought to you. Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council. And let's give you some of the old sickle cell anemia. Kids are crazy about that stuff. 80,000 people in America have it. 2 million carry the trait of this hereditary disease. Sickle cell disease can be painful. And it's not just for breakfast anymore. Especially with regular blood transfusions are part of the treatment. You don't have to face it alone. Of course not. Give the one you love sickle cell anemia for the holidays. They'll love it. Talk to your doctor about managing the disease and the complications with the treatment. Such as iron overload. That sounds like something you need to request. Could you play something by Iron Overload? I got your Iron Overload. For more information, sicklecelldisease.org. Sounds like a Laugh Riot website. Okay, we played... Oh, I told you everything we played. Neat. So I'm all kind of caught up on that. Okay, let me tell you about a show. Zombo. The name sends a chill down my spine. Literally. It's cold in here. Listen every Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the wildest, weirdest airwaves ever. So there. It isn't right there. And there's no... Oh, there's a phone number on the back of this one. Somebody has Wes Montgomery's home phone number. Isn't he dead? Oh, well. Maybe different Wes Montgomery. How are you? Good? Don't forget that Record Fest is happening tonight at Belvedere's. Friday the 9th. So cool. Great DJs. DJ Junior and Dan Allen. He's a stud, that boy. And the Cheats are playing. And it's only a couple bucks to get in. But if you know Belvedere's. You know. Chances are they probably won't have even somebody on the door. It's a pretty disorganized place. I'm waiting for lawsuits, you know?
He's defaming our business. And he's making fun of our baristas down the street. Damn him.
You know what? Come get me. I can use the publicity. And Zombo Gallery coming up Tuesday, April 13th. A very special event. A very family-friendly event. That's right. Some nutty kids show. So you might want to check that out. Stop in. It's open to the public. You know? What I should do is put a bunch of refrigerator doors up there and, you know, have them all put their artwork on the refrigerator doors. But I think it's going to be some cool stuff. So check that out. It's open to the public. I don't think there's going to be booze at this show, all right? If there is, well, you know, my motto is, you know, you're never too young to get drunk. Just my two cents. I think that'd be pretty cool seeing a bunch of liquored up kids and their artwork. Just me. That's just me, though. Look at that time. Oh, my goodness gravy. It's almost 1 o'clock. Time for the concert calendar. But, you know, I'm going to knock some things out for you. I'm going to play some groovy tunes and some things of that nature. Let me start off with a request. Who requested this? I forget. But it's Strange Things. They wanted Strange Things. And I have a really great version of it by Red Buttons. You know, real cornball. Real cornball guy, but the song's pretty cool. You want to hear it? You do want to hear it, don't you? Oh, I know what. This goes out to that loiterer at Meinert's Garage. That's right. I could just be making this stuff up. You wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even care. Because, wow, there's a guy loitering in the garage. Yeah, you know. All right, here it goes. RCT. Zombo. In your brain.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Hee, hee.
Hee, hee.
Ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. I once had a teacher who flunked me in history. She asked who shot Lincoln. I answered, don't blame me. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Hee, hee. Happening, strange things are happening. I gave golden earrings to someone who's sweet 16. Now I'm so embarrassed, her ears are turning green. Ho, ho,
ho, ho.
Hee, hee,
hee, hee.
Ha, ha,
ha, ha.
Strange things are happening. Movies and witnessed the strangest scene. One kid thought of TV and tried to dial the screen. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hey, hey!
Hey,
hey! Hee,
hee!
Strange things. Strange things. Since girls wear those blue jeans, my troubles just never cease. What looks like my nephew turns out to be my niece. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hee, hee!
Hee, hee!
Ha, ha!
Ha, ha!
Strange things are happening. Strange things. This is Rocky Buttons, and I want to tell you the strangest things happened to me.
That's great. Yes, sir. Red Buttons. He's Meshanuga. He's Meshanuga. Yeah. Hot Lips Baby, Herbie Duncan!
Baby,
when we kiss, my
not being fair to me. I sat right down to think a thought or two, try to figure out what a smart man would do. I got me some wire and a piece of screen. I'm gonna build me a lie detector machine. Find out if she been doing me wrong. I set her right down and I turned on the juice. That thing started smoking and I think it blowed a fuse. My baby started hollering and now she's gone. Must have hooked it up wrong. Just made it down to the electrician school. I thought that I was rid of her, but now I see she's gonna be right down there with me.
Now a whole lot of you cats are too choosy about the chicks that you meet. Now it could be their hair, or sometimes it's the size of their feet. But that ain't nothing to the treasures that these chicks hold, when with just a little bit of kindness, you might transfer this into some gold. Now, if you know a woman that looks just like a bear, and she ain't got no kind of shape and very little hair, and she ain't no good to nobody and can't even count to three, that's the woman I want, 'cause she is just right for me. And if you know a woman that happens to be the skinniest in town, and when a July wind comes by, you got to anchor this babe down, and she can't gain no kind of weight and is a pity to see, well, my man, hand me her phone number, 'cause she is just right for me. And if you know of a chick that loves to fight, that's known to cut a stud up that don't treat her right, and whenever you can whoop two, and she can always whoop three, well, that's the woman I want, 'cause she is just right for me. Now, I've majored in women, and I'm used to all kind of types. I've had the pure and the used, and gem them down with all kind of heights. But there's one thing I found, it sure is some bees love some honey, is keep you one of them ugly girls, Jim, and you'll always have you some money.
That sure is right.
'Cause I don't buy no mink for nobody, long as Skunk is in the street. And even all that old costume jewelry helps a woman to cheat. Now I got me a couple of them old bears, but my wardrobe you ought to see. And my bank account is in five figures, so how straight do a cat really wanna be? 'Cause though I'm a little embarrassed when I walk down the street, 'cause with a bear on my arm, I don't know who I just might meet. But I really ain't worried, 'cause my wallet is intact, and right round the corner I got me a whole block full of Cadillac. So you cats take all the glamour, and y'all fro show all the time, just give me one good bear, and I'll always have mine. Excuse me, all you women, 'cause I really don't want y'all to feel outdone. As the old saying go, without no fools, there really ain't never no fun. So as I close, I want you all to understand that it's perfectly all right to use this philosophy on any ugly man.
Cornbread thought that he was dead. Beans, I just put a big knot on his head.
things were the best of pals until then made a date with Cornbread Gal. Cornbread told Beans he don't stay out of sight, cause today with me there's gonna be a big fight. Beans and left him in the hole. Beans started fussing and didn't know how to stop. Cornbread put it out, he had blew his top. Beans and Cornbread.
For the 1 o'clock hour to tell you what's shaking, Clyde Aiken in the City of the Book. This is A Strange Thing Happening in the Dark, Joe, Mr. G. August. And we heard the second version of Beans and Cornbread, not as hot as the first one by any stretch of the imagination. Joe Morrison, She's Just Right for Me, for the psychedelic relic, Little Babs Gonzalez. Lie Detector Machine, Don Cole, Herbie Duncan. I gave us Hot Lips Baby. Woo, what a tune. All right, this goes out to a couple guys just getting boozed up on a Friday afternoon. Little wine. Most of my business is alcoholic, and I like it that way.
So there you have it, another fine installment of Zombo's Deep Archive. And what was that you just listened to? You listened to a Zombo show from 13 years ago, playing old shows from way back when. And that show originally aired April the 9th, 2010. You can hear my other show, Zombo in Your Brain, Fridays, live. And then maybe 13 years after that, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on WRCT, right here in Pittsburgh. And there's ZomboCo.com, ZomboCo.com. And you can download and stream all the Zombo shows you could possibly want, which is probably not a lot. All right, hopefully join me at this time slot Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. for more Zombo's Deep Archive. And as always, you know that I will remain in your brain. WRCT, right here in the Pittsburgh.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This show originally aired on Friday, November 18th, 2022.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name's Mark Banks-a-Bot. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girls. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician, priest white. I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the pull-up, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark,
thanks a lot.
My name is Mark,
thanks a lot.
My name is Mark,
thanks a lot.
You need